Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul, my son. Morning, Jefferson.
Oh, man, I just scratched my nose.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. Where are the wipes?
Now wipe your eyes. Oh. Then lick your fingers.
Good morning, Jeffersonians.
Good morning, Jefferson.
This is Terry Raposa, Wynn Carpenter, and our wonderful...
Ashley.
Fantastic. Ashley.
Hi. Good to see you guys again.
Good to see you.
Glad to have you back.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
How was Arizona?
It was about as expected, getting back. So I was there when the declaration to shut down the world came down. And we weren't sure I was going to be able to get back into California. It took me a little longer than expected because of that.
Well, Sue was
sometimes
happy.
That could be a good thing.
Sue was happy you got back.
Yeah.
Everyone was happy you got back. So we have both the girls here. We're very happy about that.
Amen.
And we'll be here next Sunday.
Live and in person.
Yep. On Easter Sunday, we are going to have a program.
Properly socially distanced.
Yes, we are.
Well, maybe.
You're behind a glass screen over there.
You're in a bubble.
There is also a can of Lysol wipes between y'all and me, so yes. I should be good.
It's on the table over there.
Yeah, it is. I wiped my nose again. Okay, we're broadcasting live from KCNR Studios in downtown Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better. If you have a question or a comment, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. And I just learned that there's a yellow light in this studio, and I'm sitting across from it now to where I can see it. So if Ashley wants our attention, she's winking at us now with her little yellow light.
Terry, how long has that light been there?
Beats me, probably the whole time we've been here.
That's right.
Yeah, when we moved yeah. into that studio and we set everything up, that was one of the things we set up.
Yes.
Yeah, just call me Mr. Attention Span.
Yeah, he's real observant.
Which is why we're still working on the cattle prods in the stools.
Hey, talking about cattle
stool.
Prods.
There's stool. Stool, just one stool.
There's some interesting things that have been going
on.
Yeah,
you're good, Wynn.
Yeah, you are good, Wynn. There's some interesting things going on. Apparently, by Monday, Reading will be the first of 8 federal medical centers. And it will be at the convention center, 125 beds. And the scuttlebutt is that the...
1 of 8 out of where?
1 of 8 in the nation.
Nation.
That's what they said on the TV. I don't know whether it's the nation.
So we're going to be bussing more people into Reading.
Well, 13 counties, according to... Of course, somebody's getting money, you think. Anyway, so it is up to 125 beds, and apparently that facility is for folks who are low-grade illnesses that need to go to a hospital, but they don't want them in the main hospital in case we are hit with the coronavirus. Anyway, that's the scuttlebutt. Saw that on KCNR, and boy, I don't know. You know, we've got some interesting news from Stanislaus County. 565,000 people. 51 people have had the virus. 7 were, in the hospital. And there's only one left in the hospital with no deaths, 0 deaths. But the county is shut down for 565,000 people. Also, there's an article in the LA Times that was done yesterday by Haley Potts. And Haley is a reporter who came and did a story on Jefferson in 2018, spent about 4 days with us, and did a story that hit the front page of the LA Times. Well, this one just came out. They have approximately just under 3 million people who are on their Facebook page and about 4 or 5, almost 5 million readers. The article was pretty good. It was fair. She's usually pretty fair to us. We were able to... give our thought process on what's going on with the coronavirus and the reaction to it, and many might say the overreaction to it. She painted us in pretty clear light, I thought. So, Haley, thanks. And Dick Wilkinson also was interviewed. And if anybody knows Dick Wilkinson, you'll realize that this is Dick Wilkinson. She said that the minute he started talking to her, she laughed because he's very humorous. Well, if you know Dick Wilkinson, he is a very funny guy. In fact, he took a picture of his wife, Fran, dressed in camo. They're an elderly couple. And Fran was dressed in camo with a shotgun across her lap that says, protect your property. And she has toilet paper in front of her. So LA Times loved that one. Anyway, that was a pretty good article. I guess we'll be hearing more. We've got a couple of other reporters that want to do our take on in our position, meaning as where we are as the state of Jefferson in the reaction to the coronavirus. And as I stated in the article, I don't think it's a thing where it's, you know, we're not poo-pooing it. We're just saying that some of the things that are being done are a little bit, pretty much a panic mode. I mean, if you stop and think about the fact that so far in the state of California, the ratio of deaths from the coronavirus has been 2 in every million, 2 in every million. There are 762 people who die a day in California from all kinds of things. But this is 2 in every million, and we have literally shut down a state. Now, there's rumblings that they're going to shut down the post office. I don't know how true that is. I'm just saying rumblings. But I know that they're looking at the possibility of a two-week shutdown. Now, if this happens, that's really going to be another good example, Allen's Golf Course. Okay, that's mm-hmm. a local golf course here. Of course, you know, when you're golfing, usually the etiquette is you want to stay at least 100 yards behind the people in front of you, number one.
Well, sure.
And the other thing is that Kathy had her clubhouse shut down, and the clubhouse had been shut down, and, you know, the money, I guess, was being passed in a way that where people weren't touching each other. And the health department came in and shut her down. And so
who gave them the authority to shut her down?
They don't need authority. The totalitarian communist government of California doesn't need any authority. They just do it, and then nobody stops them. But anyway, so they went and they told her she had to shut down or the police would come, and then she'd be fined. And I think the fine, according to our police chief on a program on Free Fire Radio last week, according to that, it's $1,000 a day.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said.
And then who receives that fine?
I don't know. But anyway, to finish my story.
Sorry.
That's okay. $1,000. So anyway, so Kathy went ahead and called around and found out some other golf courses were open. So she called the police, and the police chief came out, and basically there's some hoops you have to jump through. And one of them is you have to take out your ball washers. And, of course, you've got to keep social distancing. Well, I mean, come on. You know, if anybody golfs that's listening to this, I mean – it's not like you're breathing down the neck, or you shouldn't be at a person in front of you. At least is 100 yards. I mean,
people are going to be drinking out of the ball washers. Is that what their is that what their thought is?
I'm not really sure. I think that if you touch the handle, I think that was the thing. I don't really know. I know is they did that, and they did something to the holes, covered them up or something. And anyway, so she's in compliance now, and they said she could stay open that way, and she had a lot of cars there yesterday, and I thought that was good. But anyway, you know, I mean, this whole thing has gotten so far blown out of proportion that, you know, if you cut off the food line, you cut off the medicine as far as how you're going to regulate that. And, of course, there's been a lot of talk on that there is an antidote for this, or not an antidote, maybe that's the wrong term, but there is a way to cure it, slow it down, and we're not using it is pretty amazing. I know that Nick Gardner was telling me that he had a prescription for one of these particular drugs for his arthritis.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, he'll probably call in, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe he said that he couldn't get his refill because they wanted to save it for Corona, but people aren't getting it for Corona. So, I mean, you know, if you folks think the government is trustworthy at this point, I don't even know what to tell you. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't keep social distancing. We shouldn't do some things. We shut down the Patriot meetings because we have elderly people. And even if it wasn't, if there was a bad flu going around, it probably wouldn't be a good idea to have that. So a lot of it's common sense. But anyway, I think I covered everything I wanted to cover. I was really Allen's Golf Course. I know that that's a specific thing to a specific area, to a specific county. But it's things that are happening everywhere. So if you've got a story or something you want to tell us about, 605-4567, 605-4567, because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Watch where those droplets land. To freeze this disease, I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
State of James, State of Jefferson. Sing it with me one time now. State of Jefferson. State number 51. We believe in freedom. We believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done.
Yes, and our gun shops are open.
Amen.
We believe in guns.
We do. Hey, we got some callers in line.
We do.
First one. Hey, Penny, how you doing, babe?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Long time no see.
You.
Are you staying well?
We are. Are you?
Well and ornery, huh?
You're well and ornery? Is that what you said?
You are well and ornery.
Oh, no, Terry is. I'm not. I'm well.
I'm staying well.
I'm well. Terry's ornery. How's that?
Yes, yes, I will agree with that. Anyway, I wanted to let you know the prescription issues are real. I went to fill a prescription, and it is out of stock. They have no clue if they'll ever get it in, so the doctor will have to try to find something else.
Now, is that the prescription? That's the medicine that's been around for like 70 years, right?
This is for high blood pressure.
High blood pressure.
And I think that is one that China makes.
Oh.
I have a feeling. I don't know exactly, and it's assumption.
Okay.
But yeah, they have it. They cannot find it. It's out of stock completely.
So have you written to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to ask them what? Have you written to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to ask the top dog there to see what they could do about getting things like that fabricated here in the U.S.?
Well, in 2017, President Trump wanted to declare an economical war on China, and he wanted to start making things here. And from what I heard, the Democrats were not happy with it, and neither was Mitch, because it would make things too expensive. Now, if it's too expensive, what is it now? It's a fortune.
Yeah.
So, yes, he wanted to bring stuff back. He wanted us to start making stuff here, and they said no to
I wonder if they're singing a different tune now.
Yes, so it's ridiculous. And also, they're bringing patients into our new military hospital with mild symptoms of what?
The federal medical center is for people who do not have the coronavirus. So I don't know what they'd go in for. It could even be for, I don't know, broken arm. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. Now they're going to do, this is something I didn't add, which I'll let everybody know now. They're doing a trial run. Wonder what that means. But,
trial run with
trial
what?
Run at the, federal medical center at the Civic Auditorium. But I'd like to know who's getting, you know, where'd the money go for that?
There's
always money.
Yeah.
Money somewhere.
Nothing happens without a dollar attached to it.
No, and honestly, I don't trust them to just stick with just normal patients without the virus.
Well, the thing is that they're the anticipation. You're right, Penny. And the anticipation of this thing getting worse and worse. Well, if we're all on lockdown, basically, or all complying, I know that most people are complying with a lot of these rules, if you're going for a walk, we go for walks on the other side of the street, which is probably, I don't know, 10 yards on the other side of the street. There's somebody on the other side. We wave to each other and maybe shout a hello. But, I mean, there's people are complying with this, yet they're saying it's going to get worse and worse up here. So they put a medical facility up here that is going to service, you ready for this, Penny? 13 counties.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, are you riding the messenger these days?
The messenger will come out on the second Saturday of the month.
Outstanding, because we have a lot of people ask.
Yeah, it's ready to go. I'm just waiting for Patty Smith to get me her last little bit in, and I'll set up, and it goes out on Saturday, the day before Easter.
Outstanding. Okay, and you want to give people, let people know how they can get that. We really have to broaden this out. We've had a lot of people, which is encouraging, call and wanting to know what's going on with Jefferson, and we're eager to read the messenger.
Oh, yeah. It's on the SOJ website. You can go there, and there's a area on there that you can subscribe. You can talk to your leaders of your area to ask them to be put on the list. You can call someone and say, hey, put me on the list and get the information to me. Patty has my information. Dave Dichnell has it. So there's a lot of ways to get on the list.
Outstanding. Penny, thank you for all you do, hon, and we do miss you, and maybe you can, I don't know, email me a song that you've just written. I'll sing it on the air.
I don't know.
What and I'll do
so
a duet.
Many, there's so many good songs out there.
I know. Isn't that great?
Good
lockdown
songs.
I can't even compete with that.
You can compete with
something. Yes, I miss you guys, too, and take care. Stay safe.
Penny, you can do a good lockdown song.
Yeah, do a lockdown song.
I'll work on it.
All right. Fantastic.
Talk to you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you, Penny.
She's one of the treasures that we have here in Jefferson. She's been just a wonderful lady. Does the messenger for us, and always there with a smile. Tremendous, tremendous patriot.
Go get her.
Richard, how are you, sir?
Good morning. I just want to congratulate you, Terry, on your courage there. I think it was Tuesday with the current police chief.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't back down at all. You didn't, respect a position without any basis to it. You know, it seems like it's true. Every 2.5 to 16 months, there's always a new chief there. I understand they want to get a higher plateau for their retirement benefit. That's done all over this area.
Well,
one of the head groundskeepers years ago. He came in from out of the area. He had to serve 6 more months, and that was it. Serve 6 months, got a higher retirement grade. They do that all the time.
Yeah, you know, Richard, one of the things on that program, first of all, Ashley, I can't, we don't get KCNR online. Our home doesn't get it. Jimmy didn't get it. We can't get on there and listen to any archives. We can't even get on there. It just tells us that the website won't accept us.
Huh. Okay. And I will talk to our webmaster about that.
We're Chrome. We're the same as everybody else. And
okay.
Anyway, getting back to what Richard was saying, that's true. I mean, the guy's saying, well, you know, what he said is he told the screener, this police chief, our new police chief, told the screener that he wouldn't take a question from me. If I wanted to talk to him, I had to talk to him in private, call his office. And I'm sitting here going, well, why is that? And he, when he got on the air, he said, well, you know, I've talked to you a lot. Well, no, I even told him on the air, I don't even know what you look like. I've had one conversation with you, and that was about the pensions, the salaries, and that stuff. And you sent me some stuff that wasn't relevant to our conversation, and pretty much that's the only time I ever talked to the guy. So, I mean, if you're going to be disingenuous, that's one thing. The challenge is that these people use their power. You know, they use their power, and they can, you know, that's the thing. And thank you, Richard. I really appreciate that because.
Yes, and if you're assertive, in your mind, in an unbiased person's mind, to them, the person you address your questions to, you're being pushy. And basically, they don't say it, but they think, I've had trouble with you before. I'm just not going to respond to you.
Yeah, which is
that's
a lie.
That's what they think.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Okay, Terry, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for your courage. You don't back down. Unlike just about everybody else.
Thank you, brother. Okay, we have another Richard on the air. Richard, what say you, sir?
I'm calling the other Richard there. Hi, guys. How's everything and gals?
Good.
So I read that letter on the air to the city council last week. They've had it for 7 days now.
Hey, Richard, you're on speakerphone, and if you're on speakerphone.
No.
Okay, because.
No, let me move. Thank you.
You were fading.
Yep.
Let me move. How about better?
That's better.
Better, sir.
The city council letter I read on the air last week, they've had it for a week. The city clerk has confirmed that they received it.
Yep.
Nothing but crickets out there. Haven't heard a thing. I guess it's not important. And I sent that same letter to all the local media, radio, TV, Wretched Searchlight, and more crickets. It's like springtime. Crickets everywhere, so...
Wow.
That's all I got.
Wow. Well, hey, you know what? That's all right. Keep up on it, and at some point, the tide will turn. And I have a feeling when the tide turns, it's going to be a red tide. It's going to be ugly. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming out that people are going to be brutally held accountable to. You think about, you know, when you're talking about city council, just a couple of things. We have city council members that are on there that are business owners. Are their businesses closed? I think not. So you can drive around town. You can just look at these businesses that they own, and they're not closed.
No.
And they're non-essential businesses, as they said earlier that, you know, non-essential businesses should be closed. And then, like Terry was bringing up before, you know, where the police chief and the police department was going around and essentially questioning or holding accountable these folks that are non-essential
businesses. That was the health department. That's what the police chief did. Is he went to Ellen's golf course at that time, and he went in and said that she would comply if she could keep her golf course open if she followed these rules. And I would imagine the rules were set up by the health department. That's who's kind of pulling the chain here.
But she wasn't the only one, though. Right? Last week, that was before her last week when we were talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
So there were other businesses that were affected as well.
Yes.
So we have to...
Website. Yeah,
yes, yes. We have to remember these things. We have to keep these things in the forefront and not let them just be swept under the rug. We have to hold these officials accountable to that.
Yeah, and there's over... I had over 500 Facebook replies on the City of Reading Police Facebook announcement regarding the report of your businesses. And most of them are extremely unhappy.
Yes.
Extremely unhappy. And I hope they're taking more, the Facebook folks are taking more actions other than typing onto Facebook to fight this.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's just...
You can't just be a keyboard warrior.
You know, I still think that we have a Title 18 Code Section 242 that we can use on them.
Yep.
I'm going to check with the attorneys. Anyway, Richard, we're going to have to go. We've got David here. David, what say you, sir?
Morning, Dave. Hello, Dave.
David,
are you
there?
Oh, yeah. Hi. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You're so quiet on the phone that I could barely...
Got about a minute, David. Got to make it quick.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, you know, during all this downtime, a real smart thing we could do, most of the community colleges are offering free courses. And if you can improve your credit rating by taking a few college courses online, no-brainer.
Credit rating, meaning your credit rating for buying things?
Yeah, exactly. If you're buying stuff, you know, spending what little money you have using your credit card to buy groceries, dumb idea. you know, grow a garden this year. You know, get started.
Well, then why would you want to take a course and get a higher credit rating if you're going to, if you want to grow a garden? Hey, Dave, we've got to go off to a break.
You know how credit ratings work. Right?
Yeah, Dave, we've got to go off to a break. Got a hard break. Well, okay, thank you very much. Okay, time has come.
For 51.
Sorry about that, Dave.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dan Flynn. I'm the presiding judge at the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those people who wish to serve on the grand jury. To apply and to get additional information, please go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The deadline to apply for the Shasta County Grand Jury is April 10th and closing in fast. Visit our website for more information or to apply. Because if you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Please apply now.
Alrighty.
We're back.
We are. Hey, Dave, yeah, sorry about that. When we're getting these hard breaks, especially at the 30-minute point, we just got to go.
Yep.
So,
sorry about that.
Sorry about that. But anyway, just can't do much about it. It's sort of...
Oh, look who we have the line.
Deal, the deal,
we have
the deal.
Nick on the line.
We have Nick. Hey, Nick. How you
morning,
doing, buddy?
Nick.
I'm terrific. Thank you for asking. Hey, I want to say one thing. I've got Firefox or had a problem with it not being on the air.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, I know we couldn't get it, neither could Jimmy. And we could, yeah. I mean, we could get it, we can get the chat room, but we can't go back to the archive. And when we hit on a program to go, to listen to a podcast from an archive, it says that it won't connect us.
Well, like I say, I got Firefox and never had a problem. That being said, I wanted to touch on about the health department setting up this hospital down here and, shutting down Allen's Golf Course. And what I want to bring to your attention is Donnell Ewert, the guy that is discredited, is in charge of that.
Oh.
He's the head honcho. And, you know, we're reaping what we sow. When we catch somebody lying and they just shrug their shoulders and then we reelect him, what do you expect?
Is he an elected position?
No.
No,
he's
but
appointed.
You know what? We reelected Modi, and Modi was on the board when I pointed out that Donnell was not being honest with them. They just shrugged their shoulders. Every one of the
supervisors. All five of them, yeah.
Yes, it's just no big deal. They didn't even talk about it in private. And, you know, Donnell has been on in the record searchlight. I get the online edition so I can comment. And I've mentioned on there just a short 30-word comment about him being discredited, and they take it off. And one day I clicked and put it on at least five times, and I'd go 5 minutes later, and it's taken off. We've got a news media that won't be honest with us, that won't even print our comments unless they like them. And, you know, we're reaping what we sow. That's exactly what we're doing right now.
Well, the thing is that it's very hard to have recourse when you have a situation where somebody's an appointed position because, you know, legally, I don't know if the Board of Supervisors can do anything about Donnell except maybe discredit him. But really and truly, he was hired by Larry Lease and or whoever the bean counter is. He, you know, these guys get hired, and it's just like the police chief. He's hired by the city manager. Okay, so if you want to fire somebody, you know, and you're a council member or something, you know, it's a little more difficult. But
the city councilor can fire the manager as well as the supervisors can fire the CEO Larry Lease. You can tell them what you want to do and hold their foot to the fire.
Okay.
I don't know whether you can fire them without their benefits or not, but when somebody's lying to me, there's no bounds to where I'll go. That'll hold me back from holding them.
Well, what was the lie that Donnell Eward did? What was his lie?
I've said it 100 times
well,
on here.
Say it again.
This is it. I'm quoting right now. As I've said many times before, San Antonio was going to build a new jail, but they decided to put their resources into a homeless resource center, and they didn't have to build a new jail. In fact, they have 1,000 empty jail beds right now. That's what Donnell said, and I can put it on video for you. I called up the jail in San Antonio, and they laughed at me. That was a false statement.
Wow.
So what did they say?
Well, I called them up, and I explained to them what was said, and I said, do you have 1,000 empty jail beds? And here's his reply. No. I said, do you have 500 empty jail beds? He said, no. I said, okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Wow.
You know, and you could call them up right. They might have some empty jail beds now if they're kicking them all out of jail like we are.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was completely false, and I suspect that Donnell Eward leans liberal to where he wants to house all the homeless. In fact, he had the idea of buying up vacant houses and moving 6 or 8 homeless into each house in different neighborhoods.
Wow.
And, you know, when somebody is lying to the supervisors who make decisions on how they're going to spend our money and attack the homeless problem, when they're lying, they can't make a conscientious decision that really the community will be good with.
Well, I think one of the issues we have, too, is we don't have anybody who will do any, who will really stand up and say, hey, you know, this is happening. I mean, I wish we had more of that. In local radio and frankly, you know, even all through the counties of Jefferson, but a lot of the talk shows, don't bring up this stuff or you bring something like this up and they poo-poo it or they don't even, I think Donnell character should be interviewed. But see, the problem is that if you interview somebody and ask them too many tough questions, all of a sudden the next thing you know is you're not on the line anymore. And I think that more of that needs to be done, and I think that we have to start showing some courage.
Well, people are afraid of repercussions also.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, just like the CIA, they've got 6 ways a Sunday to get back at you. You know, and...
That's a quote.
Yeah, Linda on the next program is going to have some... Linda Kent is going to have some really interesting information on what happened to her as far as the DOJ goes. I mean, of the state of California. And again, you know, you're right. Nobody's being held accountable. Nobody is, and the news, you know, the local news won't talk about it. Nobody, there's no such thing as an investigative reporting on any of the radio programs here. I mean, a lot of them are, well, you know, we have this going and that going, this going, that going, and this going, that going. There's more talk about SBA loans than just about anything else, which I can understand. I totally can understand that with our small businesses. I mean, we're getting whacked here in the economy. But, I mean, you know, nobody's digging. You know, nobody on that's out there every day is digging. And we need to have people that are going to do that and show some courage.
Well, if you've got the opportunity to dig and bring these things to light, you don't have a forum to present them.
That's
we're
my
lucky
point.
To have this. That was exactly your point. And we're lucky to have this show and Pete Peter's show on Sundays to where we can voice our opinions and get them out to people that don't necessarily know how to look these things up.
There you go.
And we've got to start questioning what our people in control tell us. You know, one thing I have a question about is Leonard Modi is on the committee that oversees the water for Shasta County, negotiating statewide for water and this and that. And he voted for a 55-gallon-a-day limit on water. And I'm thinking to myself, we've got all the water resources up here. Why would he agree to that? That's something that should be down south. He should be saying, no, you know, my constituents use more water than that. I use more water than that waiting for the hot water to get to the kitchen sink. You see my point? I don't believe that they are negotiating for us. I think that they're just going with the flow, and they're a big cheese, and when we question them on it, I don't think they're completely honest with us when what they tell us.
Well, I think when you have something concrete, you know, you have something concrete, you have something to where, you know, you actually can
prove
it. I think that's a big deal, and I think that's the main thing that that we have to be doing. But again, we just don't have the outlet to do that, but just a few programs, and it's kind of sad. Rush Limbaugh was sure good on the other day and made some really, really good points about some things, you know, talking about you know, the shutdown of California. And again, he brought up a statistic that was rather staggering. He said that, you know, there's only 2 in every million people that have gotten the coronavirus and died from it. And in California, 762 die a day from everything or anything. And that was a good point. The other point was is that the way that the governor shut everything down, and that article that the governor came out and said, this crisis is perfect to, this is Governor Newsom, the crisis is perfect for us to extend our progressive agenda. You know,
that's absolutely,
I mean,
right.
And
yeah.
And nobody does anything. Nobody says anything. I haven't heard that one thing on talk radio during the week on that, except from Rush, who's been, you know, that you can count on that stuff. So, I mean, you know, maybe we just have to listen to some of the programs that are actually going to give us the truth, and skip a lot of the ones that that aren't giving us that. You know, just tune into something else. You know, I hate to say it, tune into another station. So, I mean, I don't know what to say, other than the fact that we have to start, you know, we have to start listening to people that are telling the truth. I mean, you know, it's just the, you know, an example of, you know, I mean, and also the people, the power these people have that are in, that we have that are non-elected people that have the power to do what they want, say what they want, make up things. And I'm surprised there hasn't been like fabricated charges against people at this point. I wouldn't put it past anybody.
They've been fabricating charges for 50 years. Hey, I've got two comments. One, I'd like to see President Trump pass an executive order that you can only vote in person this time, and maybe extend the election out over a month period. You've got to go in and vote in person, otherwise your vote doesn't count. And I'm going to call in the next show. I've got a new idea about how we can raise funds to finance these shows. So if you guys are listening to that, I think I've got a pretty good idea. So I'm going to let you go, and thanks for having me on.
All right, brother. Thank you. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to an early break. Mark, hold on. Hold on, Kemosabe, through the break here. And we will get back to you. As soon as we get done with this break, we'll go to it right now so we have the ending time for you.
The end times?
No. Well, maybe. Yeah, probably.
We're looking at it.
Yeah. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Long as I see the light.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. ministry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Where my friends and family can't be next to me. Where the crowds stay home and don't touch their face. And the news keeps saying, this is where we're meant to be. I'm 6 feet away. I can social distance. I will work from home. If I can stay strong.
Oh, my gosh.
I will work from home.
I know. Just amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Mark. How are you, sir?
Oh, every day's a new day. How are you guys doing?
Well, the phone, we've been on the phone the whole time, but we...
Fun never ends.
A lot of people have experienced what you experienced on the website, but I really want to get your take on some of the things that are going on. And by the way, Linda Kent got told by the DOJ that she cannot move around, even to get information with her business, which is tax consulting. And
what do they mean by... She cannot move around.
Well,
what does that mean exactly?
Well, in other words, she has to stay in place. That's what they told her in San Francisco. She has to stay in place. Just told her that. She's going to come on. And she said that was by order of Becerra, of Attorney General Becerra. And so she's going to talk about that on the next program. So if you get a chance, call in after she talks about that. But I want to hear your take on this whole thing, Kemosabe. Go right ahead.
Well, my take on it is exactly what Gavin Newsom said. He said that... He wants to use the coronavirus crisis as a way to move toward a new progressive era and move the country away from capitalism. That's what Gavin Newsom says. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter at all what I think. There are probably 10 people on earth that care what I think, but a lot of people care what he thinks. And he said that in public. So, is this real? Sure it is. Is this a crisis? Of course it is. Is the disease a fake? No, it's not. It's real. Is it killing people? Yes. I mean, that's obvious. Should we exercise good judgment and common sense? Absolutely. Should we trade our liberty for a little perceived safety? Not in my opinion. I mean, Ben Franklin said that a long time ago. Those that will trade their liberty for temporary security will achieve neither, and they deserve neither, in my opinion. You know, the Constitution was written by guys that had epidemics every single year. Cholera, typhus, smallpox, yellow fever. People were dying of diseases all the time in the founding era. It was very common. George Washington had smallpox, I think, and he survived it somehow. But a lot of people didn't, and it was ugly. In fact, I think they came up with an inoculation for smallpox during the Revolutionary War, and it was by pricking your skin and giving you a little smallpox. And then hopefully it was a low dose and you survived it. That was the first inoculation. So, they weren't strangers to disease and certainly death and epidemic and pandemic. I mean, the Black Plague killed a third of the world 3 times in prehistory. And during history. So, the doctors didn't even know they were supposed to wash their hands until the Civil War. A Civil War surgeon discovered it on accident. So these guys were no stranger to death and illness and disfigurement and handicaps and debilitating diseases, but they never once destroyed the economy of the country over it. They never once demanded that people give up their God-given liberty. They wouldn't have considered it, they would have never even conceived of it. And yet today, that's pretty common, and people are okay with it. You know, they got their hand out, and they'll vote for anybody that gives them money, and don't seem to care much about their liberty. They're more worried about a roll of toilet paper.
Well,
so I just think that this is an invitation to a totalitarian type government. It's coming. We already have it in California, and if you don't think you do, ask Linda Kent. You know, go do your business, open your bakery or whatever, no matter what kind of common sense you want to use. It's just, you know, the government's going to tell you what to do, and you're probably going to do it because you care more about getting money than you do about your liberty.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked earlier in the program about the shutting down of a golf course, then they reopen it under certain conditions. Like, you've got to take the ball washers out, and you can't reach in a hole to take your ball out. It has to sort of bounce off something or roll off of something.
Well, you know, Lord knows, reaching into a golf cup is, you know, boy, that's a pretty dangerous thing to do. You wouldn't want to reach down in the golf cup and get your ball out.
No, heavens no.
Heck, who knows? You know, you might get a flea that way.
Unbelievable. And so now we are going to be on the air next Sunday, on Easter Sunday. Mark, I'd love it if you'd call in. If you would you be able to do that on Easter Sunday?
I don't know. I'll be working, so I don't know. I have the painful misfortune to work in a necessary industry, according to the government. So,
wow.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's the way it is. It's okay. I don't care because my faith and trust is in the Lord, not the government. And if God wants me dead, nothing will stop it. And if God wants me alive, nothing can prevent that. So
there you go.
You know, that's the way I look at it. Yes, I still wash my hands. Yes, I still use common sense. Yes, I still use good judgment. But in the end, God is in charge of our lives and this planet. And if you want to put your faith in man, you're free to do that. Nobody's going to stop you because, once again, the road to destruction is broad and many will find it. There's no ticket taker. The Bible's very clear. Everybody's welcome in hell. All you have to do is nothing. All you have to do is give up your liberty and worship moral, worship material things and, spend your life in the pursuit of money and you can get there. There ain't no ticket taker. The door's wide open.
Free admission.
But, the road to salvation is narrow and few will find it. Why? Because you have to do something. You have to participate in your own life. You have to be awake. You have to accept what's true and reject what isn't true. There is an absolute moral code. It is the truth. Some things are good and some things are never going to be good. And unless you accept that and live by it, then, like I said, the road to destruction is broad and many will find it. And that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, is that I'd like to, maybe in a couple of weeks, well, maybe week after Easter, have you come on, and I want you to talk to people about taking care of their firearms and what some good practices are, things like that. I know that our sheriff here did something good, so when they do something good, well, I mean, anyway, he did say that all the gun stores will remain open. They are essential to our way of life up here, and he will not close any gun stores up here. Which is good because we have quite a few of them. And, you know, I know people have beat their chests and, oh, man, that's just great that we've got to, well, yeah, it is great. But by the same token, I mean, are we still going to allow this government? I mean, what the health department's doing is unbelievable. And the call that we got from Nick talking about this Don L. Ewert character who apparently told a lie to the Board of Supervisors, and they took his advice on something that wasn't the truth, and there's no repercussions for any of these people that don't tell the truth that are appointed.
Well, there hasn't been for a long, long time. Once again, once you stop being vigilant about your liberty, then government can do whatever they want. They are doing whatever they want. Nobody's stopping them. Nobody seems even to be too upset about it. So, you know, basically, I just want to say this to the population in general. You get what you pay for. You always do. That's never going to change. If you don't demand liberty, you won't get any. If you don't do something about it or say no to it, then it's not going to change. So, yeah, I'm at a loss. I don't know what to say to people who don't care enough about their own liberty to do something about it, but then they want to whine and complain when they don't have enough toilet paper, you know.
Well, that,
I mean,
the
or paper towels. What do you do when you run out of paper towels? I know. Go get a dish towel and use cloth. You know, I mean, there are common sense solutions to 99% of these problems, but if you've chosen to live in an anthill, in a stack and pack type situation. You don't have the ability to store food. You don't have the space to store it. You don't have the ability to get it. You don't have the ability to do the things it takes to survive. And then all of a sudden, when your nanny stops enabling you and handing you everything that you ever wanted, needed, or desired, who do you have to blame but yourself? If you haven't engineered your life so that your life is possible, even in times of hardship, then who's to blame here? Is it some far-off evil government that won't give you enough money every time you whine and complain? Is it your student loan, or is it you? What I'm saying is take responsibility for your life. Go look in the mirror when things go wrong, because we are the engineers of those things 99% of the time.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, some of the things, like with this, I mean, if people understand the coronavirus is real, but in Stanislaus County, for example, I mean, there's 548,973 people. They had 51 infections. Seven of the 51 were in the hospital, and there's no deaths. And the whole county, their whole county is shut down. Their whole economy is shut down.
Sure. Now, but, I mean, let's look at this globally. And, you know, we know how these things work, but let's look at this globally. I mean, the guy in charge of the UN World Health Organization is an avowed violent communist from Africa. He was placed in charge of the UN Health Organization. He's a communist. So what's the first thing he does? He appoints communist China, the mass-murdering, totalitarian, anti-liberty society with millions of people in concentration camps where you get yanked off the street and murdered just for having an opinion, and he puts them on the World Health Organization. And then what? The United States, we're paying two-thirds of that budget, and we kowtow to those people. Look, like I said, you get what you pay for as a nation. You get what you pay for as a state. You get what you pay for as a county and as a community. And if you're not willing to stand up for those liberties that your God gave you at the moment of your creation, then who do you expect is going to stand up for you?
Yeah, I know that we are doing. There's a lot of people that are doing some work on the Constitution for Jefferson. It's going to be done in a short period of time. There's a lot of things that we've taken
as a rough draft.
Uh huh. And you know, I think the thing that's really been good about a lot of the things that have been going on, and there's a lot of documentation that's going to be happening, and a lot of action that's going to be happening. I think one of the things that's been going on is the interest that we have had from some news media like the LA Times and Vox and Al Jazeera, the interest in the relevancy of the Jefferson movement. And I think that I'm not condoning some of the things that those people do, but I know that the last couple of them have been pretty as fair as you can expect. But the point being is that we can't even get our own local people to say, well, wait, there's something wrong with this, and then dog it. I mean, you need to dog it. I mean, I understand why Nick is dogging this thing about Donnell Edward. He needs to dog it. Well, how come the people who do radio programs all the time aren't dogging it, or at least having this guy on? And then
Nick is the only one who is dogging it.
yeah, really. And, you know, it's really sad. The one good thing, though, and especially what Mark is talking about, is I know I keep going back to Measure A, but you know what, folks? We didn't let bureaucracy take our money or our rights from us. We didn't let that happen, and we did it with just the people, even though the bureaucracy and a lot of those people spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to pass something that would just add more to our more levels to government, more of the same, more money for them, higher pensions.
Well, let's talk just about gun rights. You only got a couple minutes left, I see. But, the Shasta County Sheriff has said that gun stores will remain open. Well, who cares? You can't carry it.
Well, the thing is, too, they won't have the stuff that you need. They're running out of supplies. Right. They're not being resupplied.
Well, that's a supply chain problem. That's not a liberty problem. All of a sudden, people are waking up, and they're going and buying stuff they probably should already have, but you can't.
But it is a liberty problem, because in the state of California, the gun shops aren't allowed to carry certain things.
Well, they're not allowed to carry most things, but, you know, like I said, the supply chain itself is people are at least waking up to the fact that they need this stuff, and they're attempting to go get it, better late than never. But the point is, you can't carry a weapon here unless the government tells you it's okay. You can't have certain kinds of weapons unless the government tells you it's okay. You can't carry them openly. You can't carry them concealed in most counties. In some counties you can, as long as the government...
Got 20 seconds.
You bow down to the government and they give you permission. I don't know. I just... I don't see that as having any modicum of liberty. It's time, folks. I mean, we're coming to the end, and what I'm saying is stand for something and pick a side, because it is time to pick a side.
Amen, brother. Amen.